Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and today we're going to be talking about systems thinking and how that relates to the body of Christ. Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. My name is Casey Cease, and today we're going to talk about systems theory or systems thinking. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 18, the Apostle Paul says, "For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that body being many are one body, so also is Christ." So the Apostle Paul immediately makes a correlation between the body of Christ and our natural body. And he notes that there are different members within this body. But even though there are different members, all these members collectively make up one body. The reason this is important and relevant to the topic of systems thinking and systems theory is because systems thinking stresses the interconnectedness of things, and it highlights that a disruption in one area often affects other areas. The perfect example of this, or the earliest example of this that we can see in the Bible, is found in Genesis chapter 1 through 3. The Bible tells us that everything is created by God and that everything derives its purpose from God. Adam and Eve are tied into creation. Therefore, they're not only dependent upon God, but Adam and Eve are also dependent upon creation. And so here is the interconnection, not only between God and man, but through man and man and God's creation. We also see what happens when Adam and Eve fall. Adam and Eve, when they fall, cause a disruption in the human race, so that every man that is born after Adam is born in sin and must deal with the curse of the fall in all aspects of life. Moreover, it tells us that all of creation is connected, and all of creation has suffered from the fall of Adam and Eve. And so when we go back to the body of Christ, we have to understand that a disruption in any part of the body creates a disruption for the body in its entirety. And so when Paul makes the analogy or the connection between the body of Christ and the body physically, one of the things that we have to realize is that the body is made up of smaller systems. For instance, if we look at the circulatory system, we see an example of three things that are found in all systems. These three things that are found in all systems are elements, interconnection, and purpose. Elements are typically defined as the actors, or the main components. Interconnections are how these elements are connected to one another. And purpose is the motivator. It is the catalyst, or it is the reason why all of these elements are connected in the first place. And so if we look at the circulatory system, the elements in the circulatory system are your heart, your lungs, the blood vessels, arteries, and veins. Examples of interconnection in the circulatory system is the physical flow of blood, the physical flow of oxygen, and other vital nutrients throughout the body. And the ultimate purpose of the circulatory system is to keep the body alive. And so when we look at elements and we think about what could happen or the disruption that could take place if something is removed, we have to ask ourselves, looking at our physical body, what would happen if we remove the heart? If we remove the heart from the body, there would be no movement because it's the heart that pumps the stuff throughout the body. If we remove the lungs, we would be unable to bring oxygen into the body. And if we remove the things that we often don't think about, the blood vessels, the veins, the capillaries, there would be no path for blood and oxygens and nutrients to flow throughout our body. And this is precisely what the Apostle Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians 12 when he says that all members are necessary. Everybody is necessary. Just like the heart is necessary in the body, so is the pastor necessary in the body. Just like the capillaries are necessary in the body, so is each member of the body of Christ. So you may not think that a particular brother or sister is important, but if you think that, it's because you don't understand the system. You don't realize how dependent you are upon that individual for us to accomplish our ultimate purpose. You may be doing good in your own silo, but this isn't about you. It's about the kingdom of God. You may not like so-and-so, but the Word of God says that God has placed each member in the body as it pleased Him. So it really doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you feel about a particular person. What matters is that God has placed them there as it pleased Him. And so when we have an issue with our brother, or we don't like somebody, or we don't think that they do things a particular way that pleases us, we need to get over ourselves, because it's not about us. It's about the body. And the body has many elements. And that includes you, and that includes me. In addition to elements, we've already discussed that another part of the body is interconnection. In the body, that is the flow of blood. That is the flow of oxygen and other nutrients. But in the body of Christ, the interconnection is the Spirit. That's why the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." And so if it is the Spirit that is in the interconnection, that means we have to walk in the Spirit. That means we have to be led by the Spirit. You see, when there's hatred or disdain toward our brethren, that is a clear sign that we aren't walking in the Spirit. We know this because Galatians 5, 19 and 20 says, "Now the work of the flesh are manifest, which are these." And the seventh item that he names is hatred. And so if there is disdain for your brother, it's probably because you're in the flesh and not in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3 and 3 further states that, "For ye are yet carnal, for where there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal?" In other words, if there's not a connection between you and somebody else, if there's not a connection between me and my brother, then we better check our Holy Ghost. Because it is the Spirit that connects us one to another. Maybe we need to find an altar and pray until we pray through. Because if we are to remain in the body of Christ, we have to stay connected. And it is the Spirit that connects us. And so if there is no interconnection, if there is no flow, that means there's no Spirit. Again, there's elements that are required. That's you, and that's me. But there's also interconnection required, and that is where the Spirit comes in. But the third element, or the third part of a system, is its purpose. And in the body of Christ, that purpose, the overarching purpose, is the will of God and the kingdom of God. It has been said that when you lose your why, you lose your way. And we see this in organizations because one of the most common issues in organizations is they lose focus of the overarching purpose of the organization. Or maybe they never knew the overarching purpose in the first place. When people don't understand the overarching purpose, or they lose sight of the overarching purpose, this is the time and place at which silos begin. Silos are when one portion of the organization only worries about themselves or their close-knit group. We could see an example of this in sales or in an organization when sales blames marketing, marketing blames IT, and IT blames the budget. Each of these subsystems can't think beyond the greater body, or each of these subsystems has lost the common purpose for why they're there. Sales needs to work hand in hand with marketing, and marketing needs to work hand in hand with IT, and IT needs to work hand in hand with finance. IT's primary purpose for supplying systems is because it is to facilitate the goal of the organization. But let's bring this home in the church. The Sunday school department shouldn't only be worried about the Sunday school department. A lot of times, issues arise in a church when one department is only worried about their department, and they don't realize that this is a body and that we're all supposed to work together. And so the youth department's only worried about the youth department. The new music department is only worried about them. And maybe the music department thinks that they're the most important because, after all, they're the ones that lead everybody into a place of worship. You see, all of these subsystems are absolutely necessary. All of these subsystems are good. All of these subsystems are important. But they need to come to the realization that they all tie into a larger system, and that is the local church. And when the body of Christ realizes that they tie into a larger system, the strife over small things easily vanishes. Because it's not about my department. It's not about what we want to do. It's not about making sure that we have all the resources regardless of what anybody else needs. Instead, it's about what's best for the body. It's about what's best for the will of God. It's about what's best for the local church. And so not only are the departments or different ministries in a church tied into a larger system in the local church ties into a larger system, which is the kingdom of God. And so that means it's not just about what's going on in my local assembly. It's not just what's going on amongst the churches that I associate with. Instead, it's the understanding that every single local church that is in truth, that is apostolic in nature, is part of a larger system. And we need that larger system. We need the entire body of Christ. To prove this, I was in a church a couple months ago down in Fresno that is not affiliated with the Rock Church, nor is it a WPF church. But I was in this church and I was preaching, and in the midst of preaching there, I started talking about the work that we had in Nicaragua out of the Rock Church. And after I finished preaching and we started fellowshipping and the church there provided an excellent meal, after we started sitting down and talking, one of the people in the church came up to me and they said, "Where is the church in Nicaragua located? I have family in Nicaragua, and they need to hear the truth. They need to hear the gospel." Well, if it was only about me, if it was only about my local assembly, then maybe I wouldn't have brought up the Rock Church. But we have to understand that we are connected to many other people. Just the other day, I was talking to Brother Anthony Pizarro, who pastors the Rock Church North, and he said, "Hey, one of these days on a Sunday, I'm going to come down there, and I am going to bring 4 or 5 families from my church. And the reason why I'm going to bring them is because they have family in Turlock, and they want to connect their family to the church there in Turlock." And what was the most impressive thing to me about this conversation with Brother Anthony Pizarro is that my service time is the same time as his service time. We both have church at 10 o'clock. And so here is the pastor of a church that is willing to step away from his church for a service and not only step away from his church for a service, bring people from his church with him to help out and connect people to another church. It's because he's a pastor that understands that the local assembly ties into a larger system. To him, it's not just about the church in Roseville, and it's not just about the Rock Church's daughter works, but it's about the body of Christ as a whole. And because of that, he's able to work and focus on the kingdom of God beyond just the four walls of his assembly. And so as apostolics, we have to get beyond this us versus them thinking and come to the realization that we all need one another. Why? Because we're all in this together and we're all part of the same body. Thank you for joining me this week on All Things Apostolic. I look forward to seeing you next week.